You keep a vehicle running by paying attention to the small things. Fluid checks seem simple, but they protect the parts that keep you safe every time you turn the key. A quick look under the hood can prevent overheating, brake fade, steering trouble, or a smeared windshield when you need a clear view. You do not need special tools or years of training. You just need to know where to look, what to look for, and how to top things up without causing harm. This guide shows you how to check four fluids that matter every day. Coolant keeps your engine from getting too hot. Brake fluid gives you stopping power. Power steering fluid helps you turn with control. Windshield washer fluid keeps your view clear. You will learn what each one does, how to find it, how to inspect it, and how to top it up. By the end, you will be able to do these checks with confidence. Chapter 1: Fundamentals and Setup. You take care of a vehicle by understanding the small parts that keep it running. Fluids are at the top of that list. They help the engine stay cool, they help you stop safely, they help you steer, and they help you see through the windshield. Before you start checking any of them, you need to know what each one does and how to work around them safely. This chapter gives you the groundwork so the later steps make sense. Once you finish this section, you will be able to look under the hood with confidence and know where everything belongs. Coolant keeps your engine temperature under control. The engine builds heat every time you drive. Without coolant, it would overheat and fail. The coolant moves through the engine and radiator in a closed loop. It pulls heat away from the engine and releases it through the radiator fins. When coolant is low, the system cannot move heat out fast enough. That can lead to a breakdown or even permanent damage. The coolant reservoir sits near the radiator. It is usually a white or clear plastic tank with level markings. You can see the fluid level without opening it. This is the first thing you will look for later. Brake fluid works inside a sealed hydraulic system. When you press your foot on the brake pedal, it pushes brake fluid through the lines to the brake calipers or wheel cylinders. That pressure clamps the brakes and slows the vehicle. The fluid must be clean and at the correct level, or the brakes will feel soft. In extreme cases, they may fail. The brake fluid reservoir sits on the master cylinder near the back of the engine bay. It usually has a small cap with clear markings. Since brake fluid absorbs moisture over time, you want to keep the reservoir sealed and read the level from the outside whenever possible. You will learn how to do this safely. Power steering fluid helps you turn the wheel without a fight. Many vehicles use an electric system now, but many older models still rely on power steering fluid. A pump moves the fluid through the steering system to help you steer easily. If the fluid is low, the wheel may feel heavy. You might also hear a whining sound. The power steering reservoir can be a small tank or part of the pump assembly itself. You can find it by looking for a cap marked for steering fluid. It may have a dipstick built into the cap to help you read the level. Windshield washer fluid keeps your view clear. It is simple but essential. Mud, dust, bugs, and road film build up on the windshield. Washer fluid mixes with the wiper blades to clean it off. The reservoir is usually a large plastic tank on one side of the engine bay. The cap often shows a windshield symbol. This fluid is easy to refill and safe to work with. You will learn how to fill it without spilling and how to avoid overfilling it. Before you open the hood, you must prepare the area. Park the car on level ground so the fluid levels read correctly. Turn the engine off. Let the engine cool for at least 30 minutes if you were driving recently. This is important because coolant can stay hot for a long time. Hot coolant builds pressure. Opening the wrong cap can lead to burns. You never want to open the radiator cap when the engine is warm. This manual will guide you through the safe parts only. Once the engine cools, set the parking brake. Put the keys in your pocket so no one can accidentally start the vehicle while you are working. If you work in a garage, open the door for ventilation. If you work outside, choose a flat area where you can see clearly. Good lighting matters. You need to read level lines and symbols on the reservoirs. Now think about personal safety. Wear gloves made for automotive work. They protect your hands from chemicals. Wear safety glasses. You never expect a splash, but it can happen when you handle fluids. Keep a small rag or towel nearby to wipe off caps and dipsticks. Keep a funnel ready to prevent spills. A simple plastic funnel works well. You do not need any special brands. You only need something that fits the opening of the reservoir. You should have a flashlight or a small work light. Even during daylight, shadows in the engine bay can hide level markings. A clean view of the reservoir helps you avoid mistakes. You may also want a small notebook or a note app on your phone to keep track of your checks. Writing down levels and dates helps you understand patterns later, especially if a fluid level changes faster than it should. Before you move to the fluid checks themselves, learn how to read the markings on the reservoirs. Most coolant tanks have two lines. One shows the level when the engine is cold. The other shows the level when the engine is hot. Since you are checking with the engine cool, you will read the cold line. Brake fluid reservoirs also have two lines. One shows the minimum level, the other shows the maximum level. Power steering fluid dipsticks may show levels for hot and cold readings as well. Washer fluid tanks may not have level lines, but they are easy to read because they are large and translucent. Each reservoir has a symbol or word printed on it. These markings help you identify the correct fluid. The coolant reservoir may show a picture of a radiator. The brake fluid reservoir may show a circle with small arcs on each side. This symbol matches the brake warning light on the dashboard. The power steering reservoir may show a steering wheel. The washer fluid reservoir usually shows a windshield with water spray lines. Learn these symbols now so you can move confidently later. You do not want to confuse fluids. Putting the wrong fluid in a system can cause damage. Brake fluid is not the same as power steering fluid. Coolant is not the same as washer fluid. Each one has a specific purpose. Make sure you read the reservoir cap carefully before you add anything. You will handle the actual filling steps in Chapter 2. For now, you only want to understand what belongs where. Next, look at the general layout under your hood. The battery sits on one side. The engine sits in the center. The air intake system takes up space near the front. The coolant reservoir hangs near the radiator. The brake fluid reservoir sits near the back and is mounted on the master cylinder. Power steering fluid sits off to one side if your vehicle uses it. Washer fluid sits near a fender on either side. This layout helps you walk through the checks in the right order. Once you know the locations, get familiar with the caps. Each cap opens differently, some twist, some lift, some push down before turning. Do not open them yet. You are only learning how they move. A gentle touch helps you understand each one. This prevents accidental spills later. Caps can become dusty. Wipe off loose dirt with a clean rag before opening anything in Chapter 2. Dirt can contaminate brake fluid or power steering fluid. Now check the conditions around the reservoirs. Look for cracks in the plastic. Look for stains around the caps. A dried stain may mean the fluid overflowed in the past. A wet stain may mean a leak. You will learn how to handle recurring low fluid levels in Chapter 3. For now, simply note what you see. Clean reservoirs help you get accurate readings. Think about your posture while working. Keep your feet stable. Stand with the hood fully open and locked. Make sure the hood latch is secure. You do not want it falling. If your hood uses a prop rod, set it firmly in place. If your hood has gas struts, make sure they hold the hood up without wobbling. Good support prevents accidents. Now get comfortable with the difference between a pressurized cap and a simple reservoir cap. The radiator cap itself is pressurized. You do not open this cap during basic checks. The coolant reservoir, also called the overflow tank, is not pressurized. This is the one you use. The brake fluid reservoir cap is vented, but must stay clean. The power steering cap may have a dipstick attached. The washer fluid cap is not pressurized and opens easily. You now understand the basics of each fluid system and the layout under the hood. Before moving to the actual checks, take a moment to understand why each fluid needs attention. Coolant loss can lead to overheating. Brake fluid loss can lead to poor braking. Power steering fluid loss can lead to heavy steering or pump noise. Washer fluid loss can lead to poor visibility. Each one protects you in a different way. A vehicle leaks or consumes fluids for many reasons. A small drop in coolant may happen naturally over a long time. A sudden drop may mean a leak. Brake fluid should not drop quickly. If it does, the system may need repair. Power steering fluid should stay steady. Washer fluid drops often because you use it often. You will learn how to address patterns in Chapter 3. For now, understand that each fluid behaves differently. You now have a clear idea of what you will inspect. The next step is to prepare mentally for the process. Each check follows the same flow. Locate the reservoir, read the level, compare it to the markings. Do not rush, slow steps prevent mistakes. You will handle the topping up in the next chapter. Look at the coolant reservoir again. You will check it when the engine is cool. You will not open it yet. You will only read the level against the cold line. If the fluid is at or above that line, it is safe. If it is below, you will top it up later. You must use the correct mix of coolant and water. That part comes in Chapter 2. Look at the brake fluid reservoir. You will check the level by looking through the plastic. Brake fluid is light in color when clean. It darkens with age. For now, focus on the level lines. If the fluid is close to the minimum line, you may need to add more later. Look at the power steering reservoir. If your vehicle does not use hydraulic power steering, you can skip this step. If it does, learn how the dipstick works. The dipstick may have marks for hot and cold levels. You will check it cold in Chapter 2. Look at the washer fluid reservoir. This fluid is safe to open. You will inspect it visually. If the tank looks empty or low, you will fill it in the next chapter. By now, you should feel comfortable recognizing each reservoir. You know what each fluid does. You know the safety steps. You know what to avoid. You understand the symbols and the layout. You are ready to move to the actual checks and top-ups in Chapter 2. Before we move on, take one last moment to think about your work area. Good lighting, level ground, cool engine, clean hands, gloves on, safety glasses in place, a clean rag in your pocket, a funnel ready. These small habits make the process smooth. You have finished the groundwork. Chapter 2 will guide you through the hands-on steps to inspect and top up each fluid. You will learn how to move safely, read the levels correctly, and add the right amount of fluid without overfilling. Once you finish that chapter, you will be able to handle these checks anytime you open your hood. Chapter 2, Execution and Testing. Now that you understand the layout, the safety steps, and the purpose of each fluid, you are ready to do the hands-on work. This chapter walks you through the checks and top-ups in a careful order. You will inspect and fill coolant, brake fluid, power steering fluid, and windshield washer fluid. You will also run simple tests after each fill to confirm everything worked. Take your time. Move step by step. A steady pace keeps the process safe. Start with the coolant because it is the most important for engine health. Make sure the engine is cool. If you drove the vehicle earlier, wait at least 30 minutes. A hot engine holds pressure in the cooling system. You never open the radiator cap for this job. You only work with the coolant reservoir. Stand over the reservoir and look at the side of the tank. You will see level markings. One shows the cold level. The level should be at or near that line. If it sits below the line, you will top it up. Wipe the top of the reservoir cap with a clean rag. Dust and grit can fall in if you do not clean it first. Once the area is clean, twist the cap gently. Some caps click loose with a quarter turn. Others lift after a full turn. Open it slowly. There should be no pressure release because this is not a pressurized cap, but you still open it with care. Set the cap on a clean surface. Get your funnel. Insert it into the opening so it sits firmly. Pour the coolant slowly. You do not want to splash or spill any on the engine. Fill until the level reaches the cold mark. Do not go past it. Coolant expands when warm, so the cold line gives the system room to breathe. Remove the funnel. Wipe the top of the reservoir clean. Put the cap back on. Turn it until it seals. A firm, hand-tight fit is enough. Now do a quick test. You are not starting the engine yet. You are only confirming the cap is sealed correctly. Tug the cap gently. It should not wiggle. Look around the reservoir for drips. If the outside stays dry, the fill is complete. You will run the engine later to confirm the cooling system behaves normally. Move to the brake fluid next. This job requires careful handling because brake fluid absorbs moisture easily. Moisture weakens the system. Never leave the cap off longer than needed. Walk to the back of the engine bay and find the brake master cylinder. The reservoir sits on top. The sides are often slightly tinted but still visible. You can read the fluid level through the plastic. Look for the minimum and maximum markings. The fluid should sit between the two lines. If it sits near the minimum line, you will top it up. Take your rag and wipe the cap area clean. Dirt around the brake reservoir can fall inside easily. This reservoir must stay clean. Once the surface is clean, open the cap. Some caps twist off, some lift with a clip. Open it gently. Hold the cap upright so the underside does not pick up dust. Get your funnel. If the funnel you used for coolant still has residue, clean it well or use a different funnel. You do not want coolant mixing with brake fluid. Pour the brake fluid slowly into the reservoir. Stop once the level reaches near the maximum line. Do not fill it beyond the line. Brake systems need a small amount of space for movement. Place the cap back on and seal it firmly. Wipe off any fluid you may have spilled. Look at the outside of the reservoir for any drips. Check the ground for spills as well. Brake fluid can damage paint, so clean any area it may have touched. The level should now sit where it belongs. Do a quick test. Press the brake pedal once while the engine is off. You only want to feel the firmness of the pedal. The pedal should feel solid and stable. You are not testing braking power yet. You only want to confirm the pedal does not sink to the floor. If it feels normal, the fill is complete. Next, move to the power steering fluid. Not all vehicles use hydraulic power steering, so check your owner's information if you are unsure. If your vehicle uses it, find the reservoir. It may sit near the front or along one side of the engine bay. The cap may have a dipstick attached. That dipstick helps you read the fluid level. Wipe the cap with your rag. Twist it off. Remove the dipstick. Wipe the dipstick clean. Insert it back in without twisting it closed. Pull it back out. Read the markings. You will see lines for hot and cold readings. Since the engine is cool, you will use the cold marks. If the fluid sits below the cold line, you will top it up. Insert your funnel into the reservoir. Pour the power steering fluid slowly. This system does not need much fluid to move the level. Add a small amount. Remove the funnel. Insert the dipstick again without tightening the cap. Pull it back out and read it. If the level sits within the cold range, you are done. If it is still low, add a little more. Keep checking until it reaches the correct level. Once it does, tighten the cap fully. Do a quick test. Turn the steering wheel slightly from side to side with the engine off. You are not testing the system under power. You only want to confirm the pump does not whine when you move the wheel later. Once the steering feels normal, this section is complete. Now check the washer fluid. This is the simplest part of the job. Find the washer fluid reservoir. It usually has a bright cap with a windshield symbol. Open the cap. It lifts easily. Look inside. If the reservoir looks low, pour washer fluid in until the tank is almost full. Do not fill it right to the top. Leave a little space for expansion. Close the cap. Now do the small tests that follow each top up. These tests confirm the systems respond correctly without starting a long inspection. Start with the coolant system. Sit inside the vehicle. Put the key in. Turn it to the position that powers the dashboard without starting the engine. Look at the temperature gauge. It should sit at the lowest point because the engine is cool. Turn the key to start the engine. Let the engine idle for 1 minute. Watch the temperature gauge. It should stay low. Look under the hood for leaks. Look at the reservoir. It should stay dry on the outside. If everything looks normal, the coolant system is stable. Move to the braking system. With the engine off, press the brake pedal again. It should feel firm. Now start the engine. The brake pedal may drop slightly as the power assist activates. That is normal. Press the pedal again. It should feel strong. You do not test braking power by driving yet. You only confirm pedal feel. As long as the pedal feels normal, the brake fluid fill is correct. Move to the power steering system. With the engine running, turn the steering wheel. It should move smoothly. You should not hear whining or grinding. Turn it a little to the left, then a little to the right. If it feels smooth, the fluid level is correct. You do not need to turn it all the way unless you hear noise. If everything feels normal, this section is done. Now test the washer fluid. Pull the washer stalk or press the washer button. Fluid should spray across the windshield. The wipers should clear it easily. If the spray is strong and even, the reservoir is full and the pump works. If the spray is weak, you may need to clean the nozzles, but that is outside the scope of this chapter. As long as fluid sprays normally, the fill is correct. At this point, you have checked and topped up all four systems. You now need to check the engine bay for spills or loose caps. Walk around the engine. Look at the coolant reservoir. Look at the brake reservoir. Look at the power steering reservoir. Look at the washer tank. All caps should be closed tightly. All surfaces should be dry. If something is wet, wipe it and check the cap again. Now run a final combined test. Start the engine. Let it idle for 3 minutes. Watch the dashboard. No warning lights should appear. The temperature gauge should stay low. The brakes should feel normal when pressed. The steering should feel smooth. The washer fluid should work correctly when used. This combined test confirms all fills were correct. Next, gather your tools. Wipe the funnel clean. Put your rag aside. Store the fluids in a safe place. Do not leave any containers open. Close all caps tightly. Keep them away from children and pets. Store them in a cool, dry place. Never store coolant where an animal can reach it. It has a sweet smell that can attract pets, but it is dangerous if eaten. After you store your tools, write down what you did. Record the date. Record the levels you found and the fills you made. If you keep a small notebook in your glove box, write it there. If you use your phone, save the note where you can find it easily. This step helps you later. If a fluid level drops faster than expected, you will see the pattern in your notes. That will help you diagnose issues in Chapter 3. Stand back and look at the engine bay one more time. A clean, sealed, dry engine bay is the best sign that your work is complete. You inspected the levels, you added what was needed, you ran the tests, the engine started normally, the steering moved normally, the brakes felt normal, the washer sprayed correctly. These signs confirm that everything is in good working order. This chapter has shown you the full process for checking and topping up coolant, brake fluid, power steering fluid, and washer fluid. You can now perform these tasks whenever you need to. You can handle each step without stress. You can keep your vehicle running safely. You have also learned how to test each system without rushing. You have completed the practical work. The next chapter teaches you how to recognize problems, track patterns, and build a long-term maintenance plan. You will learn what it means when a fluid drops too quickly, how to check for leaks, and when to stop driving. You will learn how to identify contamination, how to document your checks with photos, and how to maintain the system over time. When you finish the next chapter, you will have full control over fluid checks from start to finish. Chapter 3, Troubleshooting Patterns and Maintenance Plan. You now know how to check and top up all four key fluids. You know how to inspect levels, handle caps, pour each fluid, and run quick tests. The next step is learning what to do when something does not look right. This chapter shows you how to read the patterns that follow your checks. It explains how to check for leaks, how to track your results, and when to stop driving. You will learn the early signs of trouble, how to document your findings, and how to build a long-term maintenance plan. By the end of this chapter, you will know how to keep your vehicle safe through steady, informed care. Start with coolant. You topped it up in Chapter 2. Now think about what should happen next. A healthy cooling system keeps its level steady for a long time. You might lose a small amount over many months, but the change should be slow. If the coolant level drops again within a week, there is a problem. A drop within a few days means the system is losing coolant somewhere. The first place to check is the reservoir itself. Look for wet marks around the base. Look for small puddles under the front of the vehicle. Even a small drip can tell you something important. If the reservoir looks dry, check the hoses. The upper radiator hose runs from the top of the radiator to the engine. The lower hose runs from the bottom of the radiator. Look for stains. Coolant leaves a crusty residue when it dries. You might see a light-colored line on the hose. You might see a wet spot. You might see a small drip under the vehicle after it sits overnight. These signs tell you the system is leaking. If you see a leak, do not ignore it. A leaking coolant system can cause the engine to overheat. If the engine overheats, you must stop driving. Heat damages parts quickly. Brake fluid behaves differently. You should not see sudden drops. If you see the level drop again soon after filling, the brake system may have a leak. Look at the master cylinder first. If the outside looks wet, that is a sign of trouble. Look at the brake lines if they are visible. Look at the ground under the vehicle near each wheel. Brake fluid leaks often show up near a wheel because the fluid travels through the brake lines to the calipers or wheel cylinders. If you see any sign of brake fluid on the ground, stop driving. The brake system is not something you can risk. You may also see the brake warning light on the dashboard. If the light comes on after a recent top-up, something is wrong. Do not assume the top-up fixed everything. A warning light means the system needs attention. Do not continue driving until a mechanic inspects it. This chapter teaches you how to recognize problems, not how to repair them. Power steering fluid drops can happen when seals wear out or hoses loosen. Look for wet marks around the reservoir. Look for puddles under the front of the vehicle. Power steering fluid often has a distinct smell. If something smells sharp or oily near the front of the engine, check the reservoir again. If you hear a whining sound when you steer, that can also be a sign of low fluid or pump trouble. You can drive short distances with a mild drop, but you should not ignore it. If the steering feels heavy or jerky, stop driving. Steering trouble can become dangerous quickly. Washer fluid is simple. If it drops again soon after filling, it may have a small leak in the tank or the line that feeds the nozzles. Look under the car near the front fenders. Washer fluid usually leaves a clear mark on the ground. If it leaks slowly, you may only need to refill it more often. If it leaks quickly, you may want to fix it. This is not a safety issue like brakes or steering, but it is still helpful to address it. Now learn how to check for leaks in a simple and clear way. Place a clean piece of cardboard under the vehicle after you park. Leave it overnight. In the morning, check the cardboard. Each fluid leaves a different mark. Coolant may look green, orange, pink, or yellow, depending on the type. Brake fluid looks clear or light brown. Power steering fluid often looks red or amber. Washer fluid is water thin and may have a faint blue tint. This simple test can tell you which system is losing fluid. Once you identify the fluid, you know which system needs attention. Next, learn the patterns of contamination. Contamination means something inside the system has changed color or texture. Look at the coolant in the reservoir. Healthy coolant looks clear and brightly colored. If you see rust flakes, oil swirls, or cloudiness, something is wrong. Rust flakes mean corrosion. Oil swirls may mean a deeper problem inside the engine. Cloudiness means the coolant is breaking down. Do not drive with contaminated coolant. The system needs service. Look at the brake fluid through the reservoir. Healthy brake fluid looks light in color. It darkens slowly over time. If it turns very dark quickly, something may be wrong. If it looks milky, water has mixed with it. Water in brake fluid weakens the system. You will need a brake flush to restore the system. Do not delay this. Power steering fluid contamination shows up as dark or gritty fluid on the dipstick. Healthy fluid looks clean and clear. If you see metal flakes, that can mean internal wear. If the fluid looks very dark, it may need to be replaced. If the steering feels heavy, even after adding fluid, the system may need work. Washer fluid usually stays clean. If the spray becomes weak, the nozzles may be clogged. If the tank looks dirty inside, you may need to clean it. This is not a major issue, but it affects visibility. Now learn when to stop driving. This is important. If coolant leaks fast, stop driving. If the temperature gauge moves higher than normal, stop driving. If the brake pedal feels soft or sinks to the floor, stop driving. If you see brake fluid leaking, stop driving. If the steering feels heavy, jerky, or noisy, stop driving. These signs show that the system needs attention before you continue. Next, learn how to track your fluid checks. A simple notebook works well. Write the date at the top. Write the levels you saw. Write how much you added. If you saw any stains or leaks, write them down. If you heard unusual sounds, write them down. Do this every time you check fluids. Tracking patterns helps you understand your vehicle better. If a system loses fluid at the same rate each week, that pattern tells you something. If a system suddenly loses more fluid, that tells you something else. Use your phone camera to document what you see. Take a photo of the engine bay. Take a photo of the reservoir levels. Take a photo of any leaks on the ground. These photos help you compare levels over time. They also help you show a mechanic exactly what you observed. Documentation saves time and gives you clear evidence. Now build a long-term maintenance plan. Coolant should be checked every month. It should be replaced according to the schedule in your vehicle information. usually every 2 to 5 years, depending on the type. Brake fluid should be checked every month. It is usually replaced every 2 years. Power steering fluid should be checked every month. Many systems do not require regular replacement, but the fluid should stay clean. Washer fluid should be checked whenever you fill fuel. This is a simple habit that keeps your visibility safe. Add each of these to your calendar if that helps you stay consistent. Set reminders. A steady schedule keeps your vehicle safe and prevents surprises. Now think about signs of deeper trouble. If you hear the engine cooling fan running more often than usual, the cooling system may be struggling. If you smell a sweet scent after driving, coolant may be leaking onto a hot surface. If the brake pedal feels different from one day to the next, the fluid may be changing. If the steering wheel vibrates or feels uneven, the power steering system may need attention. If the washer sprayers pulse or sputter, air may be in the line or the pump may be weak. Each of these signs tells you something. Listen to them. Your vehicle speaks through these small changes. Every time you finish fluid checks, look around the engine bay. A clean engine bay helps you spot trouble early. If you see dirt building around a reservoir, wipe it away. If you see loose clamps or cracked hoses, note them. If you see dried residue, track it. These details matter. They show you where the system might be struggling. Now think about how to talk to a mechanic if you need help. Speak clearly about what you saw. Tell them the date you topped up the fluid. Tell them how fast the level dropped. Show them the photos. Tell them if the warning lights came on. Mechanics rely on clear information. The more detail you give them, the easier it is to diagnose the problem. You now understand the full cycle. You check the fluids, you top them up, you test the systems, you check again later. You watch for patterns. You document everything. You act when something changes. This cycle keeps the vehicle safe. You also know the 3 most important rules. First, never ignore a sudden fluid drop. Second, never drive with soft brakes, overheating, or heavy steering. Third, never open pressurized caps on a warm engine. These rules protect you every time. Before you finish, take a moment to look at your work as a whole. You now understand the systems. You know what each fluid does. You know how to inspect them. You know how to fill them. You know how to test them. You know how to recognize leaks. You know how to track patterns. You know how to build a maintenance plan. You have moved from guessing to understanding. Take a final walk around the vehicle. Look for stains under the front. Look for moisture around the caps. Look for anything out of place. Listen to the engine when it runs. Check the temperature gauge. Test the brakes. Turn the wheel, spray the windshield. Each of these small checks builds confidence. Each one confirms that your work makes a difference. You now have complete control over one of the most important parts of vehicle care. You can keep your fluids at the proper levels. You can protect the systems that keep you safe on the road. You can prevent breakdowns. You can respond quickly when something does not look right. You have finished the full series. You started with the fundamentals. You learned how to do the work. You learned how to read the signs. You now hold the knowledge to maintain these systems with steady, confident care. Recap: check your fluids on a regular schedule. Respond to sudden changes quickly. Document everything you see. With these habits, your vehicle will stay safer, smoother, and more reliable every day.